From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Two American service members in Afghanistan are missing. The BBC's David Lyon reports NATO fears the troops may have been captured by the Taliban.
This was a very unusual incident in Afghanistan where U.S. forces move around only with a lot of protection. The two left their base in Kabul shortly before sunset on Friday and then disappeared. A spokesman for the governor of Logar province said that the men ignored warnings in setting out into a known Taliban-held area. After an exchange of gunfire, the two were captured. The American military have appealed for the return of the two men, offering a reward on local radio and giving a description of the two, confirming that they were in U.S. military uniform.
The BBC's David Lyon reporting. The government's point man on the Gulf oil cleanup warns crews are in a cat and mouse with the weather. Retired Coast Guard Admiral Thad Allen says even though Tropical Storm Bonnie's no longer a threat, the next big storm could be close behind. Peak hurricane season starts in early August. Engineers are hoping they get a long enough stretch of good weather to plug the ruptured well that's been spewing oil since April. The small Iowa town of Hopkinton is bracing for significant flood damage as water continues to flow through a dam on Lake Delhi. Jack Klaus, emergency spokesman for Delaware County, says workers try to ease the pressure from the floodwaters, but to no avail.
They did get the gates in the dam open, which is usually enough to lower the pool and prepare for floodwaters. But in this case, the flood just overwhelmed them and eventually breached the dam on the south side.
Klaus says many recreational homes on the lake are being hard hit. And it's not just Iowa that's affected. Other areas of the Midwest are coping with the effects of torrential rains in recent days that have washed out interstates and stranded many residents. There was almost nowhere to go to escape the punishing heat wave on the East Coast. In Washington, Pam Coulter reports the brutal temperatures may have led to one death.
The elderly and other vulnerable groups were warned of the dangerous heat conditions, but paramedics say the high temperatures and humidity likely played a role in the death of a 20-year-old man who was biking and suffered cardiac arrest. D.C. Fire spokesman Pete Perringer asked people to look out for each other.
Pay attention to your neighbors, especially those that may be infirmed or have mobility issues or maybe a little bit older.
Residents of the Mid-Atlantic can't count on relief soon. Sunday highs are expected to reach into the mid-90s. For NPR News, I'm Pam Coulter in Washington.
Fidel Castro makes a rare public appearance outside Havana this weekend. Cuba's former president left the city, reportedly the first time since he underwent emergency intestinal surgery in 2006. His brother Raul Castro is now in power. This is NPR News. 18 people were killed at the techno music festival in Germany known as the Love Parade this weekend. As NPR's Eric Westervelt reports, the deaths were caused by a stampede, but police are not sure what sparked the chaos.
Police in the western German city of Duisburg say the 15 deaths occurred during a stampede in a large tunnel leading to the event site, a defunct railway station. But beyond that, they're not sure what caused the panic and the crush of people. Many of the more than 1 million Love Parade revelers, apparently oblivious to the fact that 15 people had been crushed to death and some 100 others injured, kept on dancing and partying the night away. Police then tried to block thousands more from entering the already overpacked parade and party grounds. Emergency workers had trouble reaching the injured. At an emergency meeting, city officials decided to let the techno and house music festival continue, arguing that stopping the already underway event could prompt more chaos and panic. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Berlin.
The U.S. and South Korea are holding joint military exercises over North Korean objections. A few days ago, the Communist North threatened what it called a physical response if its diplomatic rivals went through with the drills. But so far, North Korea hasn't moved beyond rhetoric. About 8,000 American and South Korean troops are taking part in the air and sea drills scheduled to end Wednesday. They come as tensions are escalated on the peninsula 4 months after North Korea allegedly sank a South Korean ship and killed 46 sailors. In the U.S., an experimental plane crashed in western Pennsylvania this weekend, killing two people. State police are investigating the cause. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.